If you would, please turn with me to Mark chapter 10. If you're using the Pew Bible, that's page 846, Mark chapter 10. We are in a study of Mark. We are on a journey with Jesus. And in this passage, we see Jesus subtly turning towards the cross. His disciples are just beginning to figure that out. And there are others who need to understand the cross and resurrection of Christ. They are beginning to grapple with this statement, I must die and in 3 days rise again. And in the midst of that, we get a picture, a portrait of the entrance of the kingdom. You know, the Christian life is examination. We are to examine our hearts closely in entering the kingdom and in living in Christ's kingdom. There's a lot of examination that goes on in the Christian life so that Christ would have first place. And we see that along the journey, the need for examination. When we go on a journey, when we travel, it's always a difficulty to decide whether to take everything or only the necessities. When we just had one kid, It's amazing how much we took when we had one kid. Before Marion and I, we were married 6 years before we had kids. We would just fly off for the weekend, fly back, or, you know, just throw a couple things in the bag. But once we got our first child, it was like everything but the kitchen sink went with us. And now we have five kids. And on our journey, we're that family that you laugh at on the road that has the top of the car, all the bags on the top of the car in the big bag. That's us. We're always trying to decide what to take on the journey. And no matter,